Amen. If you have your Bible, I want to turn with us tonight to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter number 6. Bible says in verse number 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." The Bible says that we're in a war, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. It says we're in a battle. Amen. It says we're waging war. We're fighting not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, rulers of darkness. Amen. Have you ever seen a darker time? Amen. But God, we need help. Amen. Rulers of darkness this world against spiritual wickedness. But I want to preach tonight just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought. How to fight back. Amen. How to fight back. The devil is our advocate. The Bible tells us that. We know that. But the devil also, Brother Robert, is a defeated foe. And he knows that also. He knows that as well. He knows that he only has a short time to do what he needs to do. He would like to destroy us. He'd like to destroy humanity, and he'd like to flaunt it in the face of God. But I want to say tonight, praise God, that God Almighty's already declared victory in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And as the evil forces are upon us, amen, they're everywhere you look. It seems like these evil forces. What's happening? It's like a little mini wars is happening all around us tonight. They're happening in our homes. They're happening in our nation. They're happening in our churches. Like little mini wars. The devil's trying to just pit one against another. And we're seeing it take place, wars everywhere. And what they are, they're little cultural wars that we have, that we're living in, living through right now. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven that's in charge. He's in control, praise God, and He knows everything that's happening. Amen, praise God. We see how things has begun to escalate and the level of the deception that's in the world today because of these principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness. The rulers of darkness is not going to shed any light on the subject. They don't want you to see the good things of God. They don't want you to see the plan of salvation. They don't want to see the loveliness of a Savior. They don't want to see you to see the blessings and the touch of the Holy Spirit. They don't want you to see that. They want to keep you in deception. They want to keep us in the darkness. They want to keep us plowing on and plundering on, praise God. And they want to keep us in their control. There's a world today that would like to control you and I. Amen. That would like to hold us back, and in the last little bit, we've seen examples of how sad humanity can become. I was thinking as I was sitting in the study last night about almost midnight, and I was thinking about how God was moving, how God's still touching, how God's still saving souls, and I've heard about the different places and how people still being saved and still being birthed into the family of God, and as the devil would like to paint us a picture of a falling away and people leaving God, and they are like never before, but praise God, there's a God of heaven that's still on the throne, and He's still working, and He's still ministering to souls, and still saving and old sinners and those that want to draw nigh to Him. He's a drawing nigh to them. Amen. He's a helping us and giving us courage. He's giving us strength and instruction to continue in the battle. And no matter how much culture wants to put on us and put us down, praise God, we got to keep our minds on God, and we got to keep our minds on the Word, and we got to keep thinking about what's right according to what God says. And no matter what man tries to tell us, what man tries to dictate to us, we got to keep our focus on what God says. God Almighty is still in control, and God Almighty, His Word is still as just as relevant today as it ever has been. Praise God, we need just trust Him and listen to Him and look to Him and see the mighty hand of God move one more time, just like Moses did when he got up against the Red Sea and he's nowhere to go and the enemy was fast approaching. He told the young'uns, He said, just stand still and see the salvation of God. Stop just a minute and just see the power of God. How do we fight back, young'uns? Just look for the power of God to move one more time in your heart, in my heart, in the church's heart, in the nation's heart, in family's heart, and see God do what He's done before. I'm telling you, He can do it again, praise God, and He will. Amen. How to fight back. We've seen in the last few years, I got to think about it. Last, I guess if you go, you could probably go back 4 years and you see the irreverence to God. How they've pushed God out and mocked God and made fun of God. And how they've the devil's just raising up a great big crowd of folks that are ungodly, just almost devilish people that's in this world, and they're trying to pit one against the other. But we got to be careful. The deceivers, praise God, they'd like for us to take the bait. They'd like for us to be just like they are. But I want to say the only way to overcome them, the only way to get a handle on this thing, how to fight back, is a look to the Lord and praise the Lord Jesus Christ and start telling folks about how good God is, what God done for you in your heart, how you love Him, praise God, because He first loved you when you wasn't fit for nothing. You wasn't good to be killed. God come to where you was and He seen you as you was, but yet He loved you anyway. What if we got to telling some of these old sinners that Jesus Christ loves them and He died for them, praise God, that they could be saved, and He went to prepare them a place in heaven, a place in paradise. Hey, listen, the whole world today is looking for a utopia. I want to tell you, the only utopia that we'll ever know is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the portals of glory. Praise God, one day in a little while. But we got to be real careful that we don't take the bait. They're putting it out there. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities and powers. Fighting against rulers of darkness. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness, even in high places. Amen. I said we're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. The world is they're trying to control us. They're trying to tell us what to do and how to behave and how to act. And they begin to mock us and make fun of us because we don't agree with them. I won't tell you what they do. You say, well, preacher, they don't like you. I'll just be honest with you tonight. They mock us and they make fun of us. They don't just not like us. They hate you and me tonight. And they hate you and me. They hate the God that we stand for. Somebody was telling me today that somewhere up north that they had a big event, some kind of big game, ball game, some kind of a big major event. And before the game started, they rolled out this big old image of Baal, this big molten-looking calf with fire coming out of its mouth and glowing eyes. And some woman was in a white array and gown on top of that thing's back. And said they rolled that thing out of there. And so they was bowing and appraising that thing. You say, preacher, that's my Old Testament stuff. I want to tell you, young'uns, they're just about as ungodly today. A bunch of folks out there as they've ever been in the history of humanity. They're out there and they don't like you and they don't like me. Praise God. What they'd like to do, they would love no better than to take out the righteousness of God. In order to take out the righteous God, that means they'd have to take out you and me. Amen. But the wickedness and the demonic of this world today that we're seeing, they're not beyond that. But to see, the bad thing is, for them, it doesn't stop there. When they get finished with us, they'll just devour each other. There's a fella telling me the other day, said him and his daddy was going down the road and said they hit one of them big old vultures. You know, one of them ugly old bald-headed things that each carrying off the side of the road. So they're going down the road. You'll hardly ever see them run over. But said they hit one of them things going down the road, and said that thing was there flopping in the road. So they went on down the road, come back in a few hours, and said them other buzzard had just about picked him clean. Amen. They fell upon her own. We're living in a day in a world, praise God, that the wicked are wickeder than they've ever been. And praise God, they don't only want to devour you and me, but they want that they'll devour each other. Amen. Praise God. So what do we got to do? Amen. Well, how do you fight back against them? Amen. We just call them out. That's what the Bible does. Amen. We take a stand and we say, you know what? God is God. God will be God. And whatever God says in this blessed old book, I praise God, we're just going to take them. We're going to find us a stump. And we're just going to stand on our stump. And we're going to say, you know what? That's what thus says the Word of God. And I'm just going to stand here and I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to live it. I'm going to trust it. Praise God. And no matter what you say, it ain't going to change my mind. See, they want to make us afraid. The devil wants to make you afraid. The devil wants to make you doubt yourself. But praise God, if you've got the God our God, you don't have to doubt Him. Praise God, because He lives in your heart. He's promised to be with you forever and ever, all the way to the end of the way. Praise God, because he ain't no other way. Amen. Amen. He said, we just got to find us a place. Praise God, just camp out. Everybody comes along with their propaganda. Just say, let's go on. That's your business. I don't believe it. What you're saying is of the devil. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. We need some prayers, young. We need some praying. We got so many weak-kneed politicians today in this country. Amen. They're not standing for what we believe. They're willing to compromise on every hand. Amen. If there's a little money slid their way, they'll compromise on you. They'll compromise me. They'll compromise God. And if they'll compromise you and me and God, they'll compromise our country. Amen. They're doing ungodly things. And we got some that's supposed to be on our side that are swapping sides. Amen. They're caving. They're giving in. They're afraid to take a stand because they're afraid they'll not get the vote. I want to say, praise God, if they want to get my vote, they better get on God's side. And they better stay on God's side. And they better look the devil and his crowd between Beak and Bill, praise God. The way to win is to just stare them down. Amen. They say, listen, the devil likes an easy target. Amen. If you stand up to it, it's like a bully in school. No bully in school, praise God. If you give him his way, he'll just keep being a bully. But you can take and stand up to him, praise God, and he'll back down. Because he'll go find him an easier target. Amen, glory to God. He won't stand his ground if he realizes he's going to have to actually fight for it. That's the way this bunch today in the country is. And our politicians ain't no better. Praise God, we need to tell them, if you ain't going to take right, walk right, act right, and believe right, and do right, praise God, you need to get out. Amen. Amen. Get us, put somebody in there, can. They said they're going to try before this session of Congress go out, they're going to try to get that marriage act put in place. As an act of the United States, part of our Constitution, so you have a right to marry whoever, whatever you want. Amen? Amen? And 10 of our supposedly conservatives, the son said, they're going to cross the line and go with them. Amen? God help! God help! If they had taken a stand, praise God, they could stop that nonsense. I want to tell you, the marriage is between a man and a woman, praise God. God created male and female, created He them, and He put them together, instituted marriage in the garden between Adam and Eve, praise God. He said, this is the way it's supposed to be. Amen. Amen. I can't find nowhere in your brother Bill he changed his mind. Can you? But if we ain't careful, we'll compromise, praise God. How do you fight back? By taking a stand, just saying, you know what? Praise God, this is what God said. I'm just going to go with God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're fighting a war against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world. Spiritual wickedness. That's that that's contrary to God and godliness tonight. Amen. We're in a battle, folks. We're not in a battle. We're in a war. Amen. And it's time for us to stand up and become good soldiers for Christ. Praise God. Hey, don't compromise. Say, well, you know, if that's what they want to do. No, we need to look between Beak and Bill and say, that's wrong. Amen. Praise God. We got to. It don't matter who they are or what they're doing. If it's contrary to the Word of God, we got to say, hey, it's wrong. Amen. But why? But you say, pretty well, because God did. The Bible does. Amen. You remember over Luke chapter 13? When the Pharisees come to Jesus and they said, you know what's happening? They said, they don't like you and Herod's going to have you killed. Look at that, Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, verse 31. Luke 13, 31, the Bible says, that the same day there came certain of the Pharisees unto him, saying unto him, get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. Amen? They're trying to get rid of Jesus. You know, the world we live in today is trying to get rid of Jesus too. Oh, you can pray all day long as long as you don't mention Jesus. Well, I got a blessing yesterday. It was a lady. She's supposedly a Muslim, but she lives in Israel, Jerusalem. And she got on there, boy, and she just nailed them to the wall. She said, these people that's putting down the Jews, and said the Jews and the nation of Israel, it's been established for thousands of years. God put it here and said it needs to stay. They haven't done nothing but good. They haven't done nothing but show the love of God. Praise the Lord. What we need to do, just show the love of God. Amen. He said, for Herod will kill thee. They're trying to make him afraid. Trying to run him off. Trying to get rid of him. What the world would like to do to us tonight, young, is they'd like to get rid of us. If they have their way and they get the pice and their laws they want to, they'll outlaw the church. I said they'll outlaw the church. They won't allow us to assembly like this no more. They'll say because we're a threat to the state. Amen. We ought to be. Ought to be a threat to the state if the state ain't living according to what God says. It ain't us they ought to worry about. It's God. But notice what Jesus said. And he said unto them, go ye and tell that old fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today, and tomorrow and the third day I shall be perfected. Amen. He said, hey, listen, Jesus, look between Beak and Bell. He said, hey, you better get out of here. Herod's going to kill you. Amen. He said, praise God, listen. He said, you go tell that old fox. Amen. Praise the old sly one, that one that thinks he's full of all salty. Praise God, you just go tell him that I'm going to work today and I'm going to work tomorrow and the third day, glory, hallelujah, I'm going to be perfected. He said, but the third day, glory to God, he said, my work will be done. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, what happened? They took a stand. Amen. How to fight back, praise God, is just call them out. Take a stand. In other words, what he's doing, he said, you go tell him. He said, I'm right down here. He said, this is what I'm doing. He said, I'll be here. He said, I've got a 3-day event going on. Amen. I'll be here for 3 days. Just go tell the sorry rascal where I'm at. I'll be right here. I ain't going nowhere. Guess what? Herod never showed up. Amen. Praise the Lord. See God moving, praise God. Amen. Then you see old Paul. Remember when he went over there in Acts chapter 13 and that sergeant was wanting to know more about the Lord Jesus Christ and old Elymas, that sorcerer, he come on the scene and he was trying to put Paul and him down. He was trying to dissuade them over in Acts chapter 13. I just want to see some of these folks tonight. Had Holy Ghost boldness, praise God. Acts 13. Look at verse, let's just start verse 6. And when they had gone through the isles of Pamphus, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Amen. He said, but Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. That's what the whole world would like to do today. It'd like to keep us from getting saved. It'd like to keep us from worshiping God. They'd like to keep us from getting encouragement. You know why? Your old flesh wants to keep you out of church so you can't get blessed, so you can't get encouragement, so you can't live in hope. And the whole world will keep you out too. Amen? He said, then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. Amen? Now watch this. So here's this sorcerer. Now he's had a full reign on the place for a long time. And he sees old Paul and Paul and Barnabas, they're getting ready to preach the gospel, this old sergeant. And they get old Paulus and they get to, and he wants to hear it, but this old sorcerer don't want him to hear it. And Paul says this, he said, oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou be not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Amen? Now you say, well, preacher, we couldn't do that day. That wouldn't play out good. Really? Why wouldn't it if it was the truth? They come up today and they say, well, you know, preacher, this is okay. Everybody's doing this. I guess we just got to go along with it. I know we didn't look them between beak and bill and say, you know what, that's wrong. God said it's wrong. You need to forsake it. Turn your back on. You need to go do what's right. Amen. Why? Because God did. How to fight back, praise God. Call them out. Say, hey, listen, said you're full of the devil. That's what's making you do this, preacher. You need to get right with God. Amen. Well, Pat, bless your heart. You just don't know no better. I know you've had all the hardships and all these things. And, you know, it's going to be okay. You know, just one of these days, maybe you'll get out of this. No, you're going to die and go to hell without God. You need to get right with Him. Praise God. You need to quit your old pernicious way. You need to believe what God said. Jesus Christ loves you to come to seek and save you, bring you up out of that mess and heal your broken heart. Amen. Give you a new attitude, new direction. Give you a peace, praise God, it passes understanding. He said, and now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and darkness, and he went about seeking some leading by the hand. Amen. Got him out of the way, didn't it? Amen. He said, then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished by the doctrine of the Lord. You know what's going to take to get old sinners saved, praise God, and see the mighty hand of God and the power of God's people again? Pray God, how to fight back is to stand up, just proclaim the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus loves you. He wants to help you. He wants to save you. He wants to bring you out, lift you up so He can bring you out, praise God, so you can live in victory in Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Makes all the difference. And then that old deputy seen it, praise God, he seen the power of God, seen what God done, he believed. He was astonished by the doctrine, that biblical instruction of the Lord. Amen? That's what happens when they stand up, praise God. They just stood up, praise God, they called him out. He said, he's full of the devil. Amen? That's what makes people do what they do, it's the devil. Amen? We won't say, well, preacher, they just need a psychologist. No, they need Jesus. Amen? And I never did. I can't find nowhere in here where Jesus sent them out to get a psychologist. Amen. I see where he cast out demons. Amen. I see where he got them indoctrinated in the Word of God, told them what thus says the Word of God. That made a difference. Amen. The demons couldn't stand that, praise God, and they got exercise. They got exercise going down the road somewhere else. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what happened. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, he said, you're full of the devil. And you're not listening to the Lord. You don't want to do what's right. That's what's wrong with them today. How do you fight back? I've got to tell them how to do right. Amen. It's a whole lot easier to do right than it is wrong. And the payday is far better. Payday someday. Amen. Praise the Lord. Remember over there when Peter and John was preaching the gospel and they come to him and said, hey, yes, you can't do this. You got to quit preaching the gospel. We can't allow that. Over in Acts chapter 4, they got these old boys and in verse 13 said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. That usually makes a difference. That'll make, brother, you have had to make a difference every time, praise God, when you've been with Jesus. You can tell a difference in a person that they've been with Jesus. Praise the Lord. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Now this was a man that was healed, praise God, had been lame from his mother's womb. Now he's healed. And saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. We cannot deny it. Amen. Said they, a notable miracle take place here. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them. That we're about the same way. Let me just stop right here. We're about the same way. God will do a mighty miracle right here in this place. And if we ain't careful, we don't tell nobody. If we ain't very careful, we don't even thank God. Amen. Oh me. We don't even stop and say, Lord, thank you. Praise God. What a miracle. God's done things here, boy. I thank him. I'm still praising what he's doing for Brother Junior. Amen. Praise God. Giving him back that productivity. Amen. Things that he's done, we're still giving him praise for. Amen. But let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in his name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered, said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Amen. Praise God. So we see what takes place here with Peter and John. They go up there and they get them out there and they say, listen, you can't do this no more. You've got to stop teaching. You've got to stop preaching in the name of Jesus. You can't do that no more. What did they do? Peter and John looked them between beak and bill and said, I don't think I'm going to listen to you. Amen? They said, I think I'm just going to listen to God. You know, if we'd quit listening to men and we'd start listening to God, praise God, we'd be a whole lot better off. Amen? Praise God, we could keep going in the right direction. We wouldn't get sidetracked so much. Peter and John, praise God, say, listen, I don't know what you think, but they said, I believe I'll just go with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they did. Amen. Praise God. So we see in the Word of God, God teaches that. They said there was time when, how did they fight back? They just took a stand. They just said, you know what? We're just going to stay with God. Whatever you think, but we're going to go with God. And they just told them straight out. Amen. We're just going to go with God. What you're talking about is wrong. I've got a set of neighbors of mine that I don't hardly talk to them, but I told them some of the things that's going on. It's wrong. It's wickedness. Amen. They believe it's all right for two men to get together, two women, all that. And I said, it's wrong. And they said, well, who are you to tell somebody who they can love? I said, I ain't God is. And God says it's wrong. Amen. I said, he created Adam and Eve. He didn't create Adam and Steve. He put a man and a woman together, praise God, in holy matrimony. The way it's supposed to be. I ain't compromising with it. Amen. Praise God. You got to hold the line. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why do you do it? Because I won't see folks saved. I won't see them get right with God. Because Jesus died for all of them, not just us. He died for all of them. If we compromise, praise God, the truth of God, they ain't going to know the truth. And the Bible says the truth will make you free. Amen. The truth will make you free, not a lie. A lie won't help nobody. But the truth will make you free. Got to have a foundation, folks. Without a foundation, the Bible says in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Amen. You've got to have a foundation. If you start tearing up the foundation, praise God, for long, you ain't going to, the house won't stand. Amen. You get the foundation knocked out from you, it ain't got a chance. I got an old shed up on a hill, my equipment shed, and an old groundhog got under in the middle column, and they dug a hole out under it, and that thing started going down. Amen? Foundation's not there. It's not sure. It won't stay. You got to jack that thing up. Sometimes you got to put a little effort in. You got to get out there and get you a big old jack. And go get me one of them 12-ton bottle jacks and put up another thing, put me a proper, jack that thing back up, pour me a foot or a firm foundation, praise God, to set that timber on. Amen. Got to have a foundation. Foundation of truth, praise God. A foundation that's substantial to build upon. Amen. Praise God. But you know what? You know why people don't do it? Because our politicians and our people today don't fear God. If our politicians and our people feared God, praise God, they'd have to stay with God. They'd be afraid not to. Now, I don't know about you tonight, but I'm afraid not to just go with God. Amen. I'm afraid of the repercussion if I don't. Amen. Praise God. So they want to legalize all this ungodly mess because people want it that way. They want to take God out of the schools, and then they wonder, what in the world's happened to our children? Let me tell you what happened to children when we took God out of school. Amen? Amen. They went all to pieces. We don't have no instruction. We got this crazy stuff they call education. And education with God, without God is no education at all. Amen? Indoctrination, that's right. We need to get back to God. We may have to just find us some homeschoolers. Amen? Put our children in a place where they can get back to the Word of God, where they can study God a while and read and write and arithmetic. Amen? They can learn to read out of the old King James Bible. Amen? Say, well, preacher, kids can't read that. They used to. Used to read it all the time. Didn't have no problem with it. Now you got them graduating, going to college, you can't read. Amen? Praise God, they get back to the basics. But it's time for Christians. Amen? Christians are getting bullied. You know why? Because we won't stand up. How do you fight back? Praise God, by just standing up and saying, you know what? Thus says the Word of God. Let God, Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. We can't compromise. We can't compromise with them. Amen? Praise God. Amen. We got to do like old Nehemiah did. Old Nehemiah prayed that they could rise up and build. Amen. The foundations was crumbled. The foundations fall down. Jerusalem was in a heap, and everybody was saying, "Well, there ain't a whole lot we could do with that." Old Nehemiah went there and he surveyed that thing at night. He come back out of there. And he said, "Younguns, we just need to rise up and build." Amen. You know what he was saying? He said, praise God, all we got to do is just do it. Just do it, praise God. In other words, we got to wake up out of our slumber, praise God, and we just got to begin to serve and realize that we serve a powerful God, an almighty God. Amen. Last time I looked, the people in this world, the politicians, they don't have the power of God. Amen. I said, they don't have the power of God. God has the power of God. And newsflash, and I'm done. We belong, you and I belong to Him. He is our God, and we're His children. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure that as a daddy, I won't do my best to take care of my children. Amen? I won't do my best. And our Heavenly Father, all-powerful, almighty Heavenly Father, praise God. He knows how to take care of us. Amen. So how do we fight back, praise God? By just calling them out. Standing on the truth. Saying, thus says the Word of God. Say, this is what God says about that. Without fear and without compromise. We haven't got nothing to be afraid of. Amen. Who was it said the only thing to fear is fear itself? We got to stand upon the Word of God because we shouldn't be afraid because we have the truth, amen, to stand upon. They's spiritual powers and wickedness in high places, but there's a God of heaven who's promised us. He said finally in Philippians 6 and verse 10, he says this, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So before he ever told us about this, about the principalities and powers and darkness and wickedness and high places, he said, before we ever go there, he said, I want you to remember, just be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. When you feel weak, When we feel vulnerable, just look up. Amen. Because our Redeemer liveth, and He ever liveth to make intercession for you and I.